welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 3. Then invite Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show you what you shall do. You shall anoint for me the one I name to you. So this is regarding David. The Lord said, you shall anoint for me. Thus Jesse made seven of his sons pass before Samuel. And Samuel said to Jesse, the Lord has not chosen these. And Samuel said to Jesse, are all the young men here? Then he said, there remains yet the youngest, and there he is keeping the sheep. Now, David was known, his name was the one who keeps the sheep. Now, it doesn't say he was keeping his sheep. He was keeping the sheep. Whose sheep was he keeping? He was keeping his father's sheep. So it always says the sheep. It never says David's sheep. When we think, oh, David, he was the shepherd, he had sheep. No, he was keeping his father's sheep. He was stewarding his father's sheep. He was in the position that his father put him, doing the things that his father asked him to do. And in those places of obedience, he was being developed by God. So he was obedient to his father's instruction. His father's instruction put him in places to be able to hear, to be able to see, to be able to consider. So he had to maximize the assignment so that he was ready on promotion day, right? His dad assigned him to the sheep. So he had to maximize his productivity. He had to maximize his stewardship. He had to practice his gifts. He had to use his gifts to serve so that he will be in position on promotion day. So he will be ready for that which is next. And so often that's where we miss it right there, because we don't want to listen to what nobody got to say. We don't want to do it the way that they showing us how to do it, because we got 1,000 other ways that we want to try except the one way that God is showing us, and that's through obedience and coming in line. We must fall in line. We must be in obedience to what God is saying. Fall in line, fall in alignment with what God is doing. So David, he valued that. He valued obedience. He valued doing the works of his father who sent him to do that which he called him to do. So now let's go down into verse 19. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 19 and 20. So there is a distressing spirit that comes on Saul. Saul was the king. David was anointed in the spirit, but Saul still held the crown in the natural. And the Lord sends unto Saul this distressing spirit. Saul's servants advise Saul, and they tell him in verse 16, let our master now command your servants who are before you to seek out a man who is a skillful player on the harp. And it shall be that he will play it with his hand when the distressing spirit from God is upon you, and you shall be well. So the answer to the distressing spirit came through Saul's servants. They suggested to him to call for somebody who is well able, skillful to play the harp. So now verse 19, therefore Saul sent messengers to Jesse and said, Who does he call for? Look what he says. Send me your son, David, who is with the sheep. And Jesse took a donkey loaded with bread, a skin of wine, and a young goat, and sent them by his son, David, to Saul. Okay, Saul calls for him, but who sends him? Jesse. He doesn't send him empty-handed. He sends him with a gift. He sends him with an offering to the man who called for him. We got to see the significance, how it falls in line with a name change. David ain't thinking this stuff up. He's not thinking this stuff up. His father is orchestrating based off the directives that he's receiving from God. So he sends his son. Now let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 14. David was the youngest, and his three oldest followed Saul. The three oldest were in the army of Saul. Verse 15, but David occasionally went and returned from Saul to feed his father's sheep at Bethlehem. Okay, so there is a war going on. The older sons are serving in the warfare. David's there. He's working in the house of Saul. He's playing the harp, but he's still occasionally going back and forth. So he's going back to take care of his father's sheep. He's coming. He's playing the harp in the house of Saul. He's going back. He's taking care of his father's sheep. So he's in between. He's going back and forth from the old into the new. We got to get this. He's going back to serve his father. He's taking care of the sheep. And the Philistine drew near and presented himself 40 days, morning and evening. Now, this is talking about Goliath. Then Jesse said to his son David, take now for your brothers an ephah of this dried grain and these 10 loaves, and run to your brothers at the camp, and carry these 10 cheeses to the captain of their thousand, and see how your brothers fare, and bring back news of them. Now Saul and they and all the men of Israel were in the valley of Elah fighting with the Philistines. So it was a period of time where David was at home again, and he was taking care of the father's sheep. So during this time, there's a strategic moment happening in the battle with the Philistines. His father says to him, we got to get it, because obedience is our key. The Bible says that obedience is better than sacrifice. And a lot of us want to make all these sacrifices, but we're not in obedience. We're not in alignment to what God is doing in this time through the set point man of God. So he says to him, now, I need you to go check on your brothers. I need you to bring David, bring some supplies to go to your brothers and bring gifts to those who are in leadership. David says, okay. And he just so happens to get there right at the set time when Goliath is looking for a one-on-one with somebody. And the whole army of Israel, Saul's army, they're all up on their side of the mountain, and nobody's coming down the line to give them one. And David, he happens to be in the right place at the right time. Now, how did that happen? Because of obedience to his father. He followed the instruction of his father. So let's see what happens when he hears what's going on. Verse 20. So David rose early in the morning. He left the sheep. It never says David's sheep. He left the sheep with a keeper and took the things and went as Jesse had commanded him. And he came to the camp as the army was going out to the fight and shouting for the battle. For Israel and the Philistines had drawn up in battle array, army against army. And David left his supplies in the hand of the supply keeper, ran to the army, and came and greeted his brothers. Then as he talked with them, there was the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, coming up from the armies of the Philistines, and he spoke according to the same words. So David heard them. Now his brothers begin to mock him. Let's look at verse 28, 2 Samuel chapter 17, verse 28. Now Eliab, the oldest brother, heard when he spoke to the men. And Eliab's anger was aroused against David. And he said, why did you come down here?
And with whom have you left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know your pride in the insolence of your heart, for you have come down to see the battle. And David said, and when he received in his heart that everything in his life had worked up to this specific time, this set time of destiny, he said, is there not a cause? How dare we allow the enemy to back us down from representing our God in this time and in this place? 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 57. So we know in between those two span of where we just were and where we're about to read again, we know the part that David, he took his five smooth stones. He had his slingshot. He had his shepherd's bag. He had that which he knew, the warfare weaponry that he worked with up until that time, which had given him proven success, right? So when Saul said to him, hey, here, try on my armor, because if you're going to go out there and fight Goliath, you know, you need this. This is what you need. And he gave him the sword. He puts the armor on him. And David says, no, I can't go out with this because I haven't tested it. But the Lord brought this into my spirit really heavy. From that point on, he never, after he took Goliath, he took that stone, he knocked Goliath down. At that point, he realized, I need more than a stone. I need more than a slingshot. And the Bible says that he went and he stood over Goliath. He took Goliath's own sword. He decapitated Goliath and he slaughtered the Philistines and they laid him dead from city to city. He realized, I'm going further and I need another set of weaponry. The stone and the slingshot, they brought me to this point, but I'm crossing over into another threshold, and I need a weapon that's going to take me to do what I need to do. Hallelujah. So he went from being David, the keeper of the sheep, to being David, the servant of Saul, to being King David, not just the one region, but two. Significance in the development of the name. David, the keeper of the sheep. He works with stone slingshot. Now he's being recruited, and let's look at it. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 57. Then as David returned from the slaughter of the Philistines, Abner took him and brought him before Saul. What he had with him? The head of the Philistine. He didn't get the head off of the Philistine with the stone. He didn't get the head off the Philistine with the slingshot or his shepherd bag. He got the head off of the Philistine with a sword.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.